Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. This is your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. We cover everything from income planning to tax planning, investment planning, estate planning, asset protection. I like to call those the five pillars of your retirement. So today we're going to get into a number of things, as much as we can cover. Of course, we're limited. If you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information. You can send me questions. You can schedule time to talk. We do have classes that are going to go up there soon. We have an event coming up, which I'm going to mention again. I mentioned it last week. Just a lot of stuff going on. We always want to be a resource for you. So let's see today what we're going to cover. A number of things, as I said, as much as we can to try to give you some actionable items. Interesting articles that I read that kind of lend themselves to some topics I think that will be helpful to you. One was about the details, 10 details. Well, this is gets into the income planning piece, but 10 details too many people get wrong about Social Security. We'll have a little bit of a quiz today. I'm going to ask some questions there. Are you using the right tax breaks to boost invest returns? You know, I spend a lot about tax planning. And then a study by the Employee Benefit Research Institute that says you need $350,000 in retirement just to cover medical costs. That doesn't include long-term care. I want to spend some time on that as well. Let's dive right in, to the one area of your planning. And we're going to get into a lot of stuff, and I'm going to make some offers and get some information out to you. But we can talk about income planning. I haven't spent a lot of time on that recently, but I did want to just kind of cover this area today when we talk about, because really it is the cornerstone. Look, we can talk about taxes, and we will. Those are things that impact it. But really what it comes down to, and investments, of course, having the right investments in place, and that's important. But I guess we would say maybe the most important when we talk about your retirement planning, and it is the number one fear among retirees, is not outliving your assets, having the income coming in throughout your lifetime. And so that's really what it's all about, knowing you have the income for your lifetime and for those of you that are married for the rest of your spouse's lifetime. And we have a lot of risks that we have to deal with. And I just wanted, you know, longevity risk. The average age of a male is 84.3, female 86.7. In fact, at age 65, you have a 50% probability. A man living to age 93, woman 96. They're always outdoing us. We're also, again, dealing with taxes, long-term illness, death. And so are you comfortable going 25, 30, 35 years without a paycheck? So I just wanted to go into get into some of these ideas of creating income you can't outlive. Social Security is one of the main ones, and I think the most common one. And so questions such as, is it a guaranteed income for life? That was one of the questions on this quiz. You know, can divorced people be eligible for Social Security spousal benefits? Social Security benefits, are they tax-free? Here's some of the questions we're going to get into today. And if you claim Social Security early, your partner's spousal benefits will be effective, true or false? And so I don't know if you know the answers to these, but we're going to get you the answers to these. But I just want, before we go into that, I just want to make one comment. Income versus assets. I just want to be clear about that. When we're going to talk about income today, we're going to talk about things like Social Security and pensions. And we'll talk a little bit about annuities as well. Creating income that lasts a lifetime. Income that comes in regardless of the market. And income, as I said, that comes in at any age. And as well as, you know, what do you have in investments? It doesn't matter. Income comes in. Those are paychecks that come every week. We, you know, coming to your mailbox. But nowadays, I guess going right to your bank account is where they come. So let's start in with the one area of Social Security. You know, it's kind of interesting. Forbes did a study, and they showed that 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file Social Security at the wrong time. You know, it may sound simple, but it's not, right? We want to talk about what you're claiming. We call this your claiming strategy. Lawrence Kotlikoff, great guy out there. If you ever get some information on him, he's got a great book called Get What's Yours. That's called Get What's Yours. I go through this every week when I meet with people. I have them tell them to bring in, if they're not receiving Social Security, bring in your benefits. Go to SSA.gov. So for those of you who haven't done that, the first thing to do is go to SSA.gov. SSA.gov. I had someone come in this week. They showed me their benefits. They printed it off. And they haven't taken them yet. You can defer all the way to age 70. It grows by 8% per year. you know, that's one thing. You take it as early as 62. That's probably not the best situation because you're locking into the lowest benefit. And besides, prior to your full retirement age, which is between 66 and 67, there's a penalty. But the bottom line is Social Security is a guaranteed income for life. But let me just start with some general comments, okay? And this is an example. I met with this this client yesterday, and he said, hey, Tom, can we sit down? I want to talk to you about my Social Security claiming strategies. Again, he is not taking it. And he said, I could take it now because he has passed full retirement age. By the way, what that means is when you have full retirement age, again, if it's 66 and 8 months, 70 or 67 years of age, what that means is a couple things. Number one, it means that the penalty goes away. So whatever your income is, whatever you have working income, there's no penalty anymore. The taxes don't go away, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. They can still be taxed, which was one of the questions on this quiz. Are Social Security benefits tax-free? No, they're not. Well, they can be, but they're up to 85% of it can be taxable to you. So he's past that age. And he said, should I just take it now? I know there's no penalty. And he said, maybe I can take it. I can bank it. I can use it. And I looked at it. I said, well, if you wait till 70, you know, the benefit's even going to be higher. And he said, I don't need it right now. So we're having that discussion right now. We're going to look at it. And I said, but keep in mind, if you wait till 70, again, and these are general rules, that will be the highest possible benefit you can get, by the way. 70, it does, at age 70, beyond 70, it does not increase by 8% anymore. That is done, the delayed retirement credit. And so I said, keep in mind, though, your benefit, it is higher than his wife's in this example. And depending on which one's higher, regardless of whose is higher, the point I said to him is not only are you getting a higher benefit for the rest of your life, if you predecease your wife, she gets a higher benefit for her life. She'll get it. That becomes a survivor benefit. Hers would go away, but this one will stay now for both your lifetimes. So you see why these decisions are so important. They're also irrevocable decisions. So you have to be very careful on these claiming strategies of how we talk about it. Again, I'm giving you general information, but his benefits were close to over, I think, over $40,000 a year. And so this is why this stuff is so important. We start to create, when I say creating an income plan, which I said is really the cornerstone of your planning, let's understand what our Social Security benefits are. Let's also understand how does that impact, again, for those that are married, our spouse. We can talk about spousal benefits as too. See all these rules that come into play? Let me do this before we come up on a break, because I want to get into more of this. He also has a pension, which when we come back, I want to talk about pensions, pension decision, which is also irrevocable. And then I'm going to get into some other strategies to create income you can't outlive, then include the investments as well. But if you want what I call our income planning packet, because I want to get this out to you, it gets into the Social Security decision. There's a complete report on that. Claiming strategies. There's no perfect answer. I should have said that before. But if we can get that, some of this information, and make what I like to say is an informed decision. I'm sorry, the other report, Maximizing Income Retirement. I will also include the budget and income worksheets. So you can use these worksheets to fill out and know your numbers. This is a great packet, I believe. I'll include the truth about annuities. If you want this information, I call it the income planning packet. It's a way to start to create an income plan. This is only one piece, but we'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711. This is your income planning packet. It's a process. You can start by filling out the worksheets. This meeting I had with this, with my client, he said, you know, we went out to eat. I'll tell you the story when we come back. It's kind of funny. But I did send him the income planning budget worksheet because he really wanted to put pencil to paper. He's in a good spot. But he said, I really kind of want to understand what my numbers are. And I think when I send this out to you, you're going to be surprised if you start filling out these worksheets. And then it gives you the other parts of how do I start to put these, stack these incomes so I can feel confident going into retirement that I have income throughout my lifetime as well as my spouse. So if you want that information, give us a call, 630-864-6711. Stick around. I have a lot more to get into on taxes, income planning, healthcare, all of this that impacts your retirement plan. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want that information I offered, I talked about this income planning packet. I'm going to make another offer here in a minute. But this information, again, it's put together in its design, so there's a process you can follow. Step one, you know I'm a big fan of financial organization. So step one is getting these worksheets, which I can email to you. It has a section on listing all the income sources you have. So now you go to SSA.gov, you find out, hey, my benefit's $40,000, my spouse's is $30,000, I'm set $70,000. And then if you have pensions, and then you can look at other sources of income you may have. And then you compare. You start to see your numbers. And I would submit, I think you're going to be surprised if you go through this process. And then it has the other reports that support of what should I consider, I should say, from claiming strategies on Social Security. You know, what other ideas are there as it relates to creating income I can't outlive? That's in there. Pension decision, that's in there. So this is why I call it the income planning packet. If you want that, we'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. There's ideas in there. I think you come away with one or two different things that can at least give you a perspective, and you'll start this process, because uncertainty is a bad thing, especially in retirement, knowing what you have. I mentioned I just had this meeting with a client, and there were two things we covered on income. One was his Social Security benefit. He said, Tom, he brought it in, and he said, what do you think? I think I should take this. Now, he's married. His wife is a little younger, but she's got a benefit as well. She's not quite at full retirement age. Full retirement age is between 66 and 67. This gets into the weeds of stuff. That's why we talk about those being complicated. But when you hit full retirement age, Social Security continues to go 8% per year. That's till age 70. It's just at 67, whenever you're full retirement age, two important aspects of it. One is the penalty goes away for working. You can make $1 million a year. You will receive all of your Social Security. It'll be taxed, but you'll still receive it. There's no penalty. That goes away. The second thing is the spousal benefit. If your spouse's working years are not that long, or there's not much of a retirement benefit there, then they will get up to half of your full retirement. So if your full retirement age benefit is $40,000, your spouse has a very, like I said, not a long work history, or their Social Security benefit is low, they could get up to half of yours, which would be $20,000. Yours is $40,000. That's $60,000 of Social Security benefit. You see how this works? It doesn't go up if you defer to age 70. Anyway, we don't need to get too much deeper into this. But, you know, we were having the discussion, and we were talking about, he said he went out to eat recently, and he spent $200. He goes, I mean, I had a couple drinks. My wife had a drink. We ate. It was $200 plus. And that's why we got into this whole discussion of, really, what is your budget? What do you need in retirement? We test those plans. And so this is why I include that budget worksheet and the income worksheet, because now you can see, is there an income gap? Know your numbers. If we talk about this often, and I think if you're a Shark Tank fan, they always talk about, hey, what are your numbers? Think of it this way. If your retirement plan or your income plan, which is, again, only one piece of it, and we're getting into a lot more, it's your business. Your retirement plan is your business. So as I said, let's start checking the boxes. Do I have the income I need? The Social Security decision. Oh, by the way, one of the things we do, if you come in, and I'll make that off here in a second, we run a complete Social Security analysis report. It's a terrific software that shows your claiming strategies at two and three different ages and what the optimum cumulative lifetime benefit will be. And so we don't know how long we're going to live. Nobody does. But I will make one comment, and this is Lauren Kotlikoff, who I referenced before. The risk isn't dying, the risk is living. So, you know, we have to be aware of what we're locking into. Again, this is an irrevocable decision. You lock into a benefit at 62, that you've given up that 8% delayed retirement credit. So I don't want to spend a ton more time on Social Security. I want to talk about some other things. But some of these quizzes, Social Security, is it a guaranteed income for life? Yes, it is. I just talked about that too. Is it the Social Security benefits, are they tax-free? Well, no, they're not. Now, I've talked about getting to tax free, which we'll get into. I'm gonna circle back on the Social Security getting it tax free. And keep in mind, I made this comment before, and the question was, if you claim Social Security early, is the partner's spousal benefits affected? The answer is yes. So we have to be clear about this claiming strategy. I also talked to him about his pension. Pension, again, is an income. It comes in for life. Again, it doesn't impact whether the investment or the market's up or down, the check's coming in. This is why this is so critical when we talk about what is your income plan. accounting longevity risk, tax risk, all of these other risks, and we'll get into more of those today. But let's start by creating the income and trying to maximize that over our lifetime. I offered that packet, which I can get out to you, that goes into all of these things, and I think it's helpful. When we talk about, again, the pension, that's another irrevocable decision. For those of you that have pensions, I would just say this. Number one, if you've taken it already, I said it's irrevocable, you can't go back. Please find out what your survivor benefit is. Is it 50%? Is it 75%? Is it zero? Sometimes we don't know, and it's very important we understand what is your survivor benefit. So I would just say that. For those that you have who have not taken your pension benefit, please contact your pension provider. Again, with this meeting I had with this client, great guy. I may bring him up again because we've done some tax strategies with him too. He had the options, and he brought it in. He said he had it printed out from the company. Okay, it said, here's your benefit if you just take it based on your life. Here's your benefit if you leave a 50% survivor benefit, a 75 or 100. So it gave him options. And so if there's a survivor benefit, in other words, to your spouse, of course, you take a little bit of a haircut, but maybe that's what you do, because now you look at, and I explained to him, I said, we're looking at the survivor benefit. He was going to maybe do the 100%. I said, think about it. Your wife is going to be taking Social Security. You'll be taking Social Security, and you have a pension with 100% survivor benefit. That means three of these sources of income, two out of the three will stay for both of your lifetimes. Three, as long as you're both alive, because if he passes away, she gets the higher benefit and she gets a pension. So two of those three sources of income will never go away. That is strong stuff. This is why when we talk about creating an income plan, this is why we want to understand these pieces of it. We start stacking them on each other and we see where we're at. Is there an income gap? Of course, investments can be part of this, but and we can use investments, but we don't want to completely rely on investments. That's my opinion. And then you can look at annuities. Annuities are an investment, by the way. And I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. But there's no reason you shouldn't maybe consider these. There's pros and cons to everything. And it's a little troubling to me when some people say, oh, they're the worst thing in the world. And some people say they're the best thing in the world. And neither are true. But do they provide a guaranteed lifetime income benefit? Yes, they do. Your investments do not. That's just a fact. I mean, not my opinion. So for those that like these, and there actually are some decent, as I said, these provide some benefits. An example I ran, again, you need to run it yourself. I can run these for you. This was based on a couple age 60 and $500,000. By the time they were 65, this is a joint lifetime benefit. $43,933 for both of the rest of their lives. If they waited till 67, because these defer, $52,000 a year for the rest of both of their lives. Is that a bad thing? Of course not. Now, again, there's pros and cons. If you put $500,000 into an investment and you wanted to pull out almost $44,000 a year for the rest of both of your lives, would it last? I don't know. But it might not. It's not guaranteed. So does it make sense for you to incorporate some of these things? Again, those are three different sources of income I've talked about that are lifetime incomes, pensions, Social Security, annuities. This is how you start create an income plan, money you cannot outlive. So just some ideas to think about. And then the investments can be a supplement where if you need to pull out $20,000 or $30,000, even if the market's down in a certain year, you're not, again, I think the stress level come down and those paychecks are coming in every. Again, I want to just give you ideas. I offered the income planning packet. Let me make one other offer. For those of you that want to go through the Social Security analysis, testing your plan based on income, looking at and running some illustrations and ideas on creating annuity income. So you want an honest assessment and an evaluation, create income. You can't outlive. Give us a call. We'll do the entire analysis for you. 630-864-6711 for a complete income plan. We'll put it together for you, and you can decide on what makes sense for you. I think that's fair. Coming up, we have a lot more to get into. Stick around. We're going to talk about taxes, healthcare, all of these things that impact your retirement plan. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, where we are a retirement planning firm. I'm an investment advisor rep, which means we do portfolio management. I think we do a good job at that. That's only one piece, the investment piece, and that's important. We also help with income planning, tax planning, estate planning. We have an attorney that does all that. We do a lot of that, actually. But this is why the approach. I like to say different by design. We look at building a plan. All of these pieces interconnect. I'm going to give some examples of that as we go through today. I spent, you know, time on income planning. I spent a decent amount of time on that. Just talked about what it means to create an income plan. I think that's a good starting point. Create the income you can't outlive. Then let's start building out. Minimize the taxes on that income. What can we do to minimize, try to get it more or all of our Social Security tax-free? That's possible. Wouldn't that be great? And then, you know, have those investments that we can use to supplement our income, and to the extent we don't go through them, because that's part of the estate plan and legacy plan, they go to our children and grandchildren, and there's a legacy there. That's a great thing. Of course, try to protect that, the pot, as much as possible during our lifetimes as well. We'll get into that. So I wanted to pivot a little bit here into taxes. By the way, if you want the income planning packet, or if you want us to test your plan and do go through the Social Security analysis and decision and all of these things, you know, it's going to be time well spent. We're very informal here. You'll meet with me personally. We'll learn about what you want to accomplish, and I'm confident you'll come out of here with some great ideas. But if you just want this packet, again, it's a process, the worksheets, the reports. We'll get that out to you, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and download information. If you have a question, please email me if it's specific to you, because I know everyone's situation is unique. I will give you an answer, or if you want to schedule a time to chat, you can do that on our website as well. We have some upcoming classes and events coming up, and you can look at those. Let me get into the taxes a little bit. Again, it's interesting, as I said, all of these things connect. There were some interesting articles. Are you using the right tax breaks to boost investment returns? This is Wall Street Journal. And then there was another one, which I mentioned last week, I think, on retirement savings changes. You should be aware of the SECURE Act has made a number. SECURE 2.0 Act has made a lot of changes. Well, a decent amount, I should say. So I'll give you a couple examples. The one I've talked about, and I'll move on. I won't spend a lot of time on this one. But, you know, in this report, there's an example of a couple that's put away a lot of money in traditional accounts. And now they're looking on the back end and pulling it out every penny's taxable on these traditional IRAs, 401ks. And they're really surprised at how they got to, you know, if you think about this. If you were in a 20, I mean, use 25% as an effective tax bracket, not your marginal. But if you had to give 25% back, and if you needed $30,000 out of a retirement account, you would have to take out $40,000. $10,000 goes to the government, and you get $30,000. So that's what you have to take out to net $30,000. $10,000 is gone, and so and that's money that will never be growing for you again. And what happens if tax rates go up in the future? Look, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of next year. I don't know what's going to happen. We've seen a lot of, you know, this discussion of capital gains tax, maybe increasing in income taxes and business, okay? But the point is, what are we doing? Now, if all of your money was in a, you can do Roth conversions, okay? And this couple was talking in this article, which was using the right tax break, starting to convert their, you know, doing Roth conversions, moving money from tax. Ed Slott uses the forever taxed to never taxed. Again, this happens every week. I had these discussions of couples in the 12% tax bracket. I said, you should be doing Roth conversions now. And so even if you do it $20,000 a year for the next 5 years, that's $100,000 you move over. You don't have to do it all at once. You can do any amount you want. And I like to say Roth conversions, you can do any amount at any time at any age. And so the point is, if all your money was in a Roth, now let's take a look at the income side. Social Security, completely tax-free. Roths are not used in the calculation to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. This is why I talk about, now you may not get to completely tax-free, but why don't we try to get as close to it as possible? And guess what? If tax rates go in the future, it's still tax-free because it's the tax rate on it is zero. In the example I just gave, if I need $30,000 out of my Roth, what do I need to pull out to net $30,000? Well, the answer is $30,000. And what happens if tax rates go up in the future? How much do I need to pull out? $30,000. So you see how impactful this can be. And I hate that sometimes I try to go in too many directions, but I've said this before. It's not used to determine what your Medicare premiums are. That's important. There's no required minimum distributions, and it goes to your children tax-free. So there's an estate and legacy planning piece. In addition to that, there's there's a part of how it impacts your healthcare expenses. Things don't stand on their own. This is why it's so important, as I say when I talk about being complete. Let me give you one other idea here. I went a little long on the wrong versions. I didn't want to, but this example, I was talking with someone, and it's getting, I think, that time of year. We'll get into end of year stuff. God, I can't believe I'm saying that. But September's around the corner, October, all this. But you may be getting to a point. And again, I had this conversation recently with someone, after-tax 401k contributions. So you can do Roth conversions. You can do Roth 401ks. Keep in mind, as we talked about, 401ks, you have up to $30,500 if you're 50 or over that you can put in. At that point, you're capped. So if some people, maybe if you're really maxing out the 401k, you get to September or so, and you're shut off. Boom, you've hit your cap. You can't put any more in. However, you might want to look into after-tax contributions. What does that mean? If you look in, you can look it up, and you'll see that you're allowed to put up to, the number's gone up, it's over $70,000. And people say, what do you mean $70,000 in a 401k? That's called after-tax contributions. And so if your employer allows for after-tax contributions, this is something you may want to check to that with them. You know, once you hit that $30,500, if they'll allow for, there's a besides Roth and traditional contributions, there's what are called after-tax contributions. Again, you have to check with your employer, but if they have allowed for it, you can put an extra $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in. Say, keep taking money out of my paycheck. Put it in after-tax. You will pay tax on it on your W-2 as though you received it. But why would I do that? Because then you have the potential of moving it to a Roth. You're taking after-tax money, money you already paid tax on, converting it to a Roth. There's no tax consequence to it. So I just threw my 401k, I got more money into my Roth, where it will grow tax-free the rest of my life. There's no required minimum distributions. Doesn't tax my Social Security, doesn't impact my Medicare premiums, goes to my children and grandchildren tax-free as well as my spouse. That's one idea. And you can do that through non-deductible IRAs too. We don't have time to get into all of this. I have these are all separate from Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, these other ideas, HSAs, which I'm going to talk about, health savings accounts, tax-free as well. I'll get into that in the next segment. But these are ideas, and I go through these ideas. Are we taking advantage of these ideas, incorporating them? You know, I had a meeting, again, one gentleman I was talking about. They have about $60,000 in tax-free accounts. They had none when I met them a few years ago. And it was only been a couple of years. We were able to get a couple of contributions. And anyway, if you want this report, and I'll include the retirement and tax reference guide. This is important. It has HSA information, all this information. This is a great guide. I'll include it with the 7 steps to tax free. Maybe there's 8 in there now. Give us a call. We'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Getting to tax free. I'll also include the tax reference guide. If there's something specific in there you want, I will include that as well. We've been working on some other reports. I'll get those some of that information out to you. There's so many things we could be doing. Let's take action. Let's control what we can. And for those of you, of course, that want to schedule a time to come in, throw everything in a box, bring in your tax returns. We'll go through them. You know, when you understand this stuff and you can say, I get it, this is powerful. 630-864-6711. Coming up, I will get into some other tax ideas. I do want to talk about our event coming up, as well as this article on what you're going to need in retirement for medical care. Listen to Tom Fortina here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. Covered a lot of ground today. I hope it's been helpful to you. It's sometimes I want to cover more and I just can't get to it. But I want to just give you some ideas. And that's why I offer the information, because these reports are, I believe, are full of a lot of great information. And it's an opportunity for you to sit down, mark them up, look at things that can impact you. It's just like with the tax ideas I talked about. The report goes into a number of them. This tax reference guide is a great reference. We can get this out to you because it shows what are my contribution limits, HSAs, health savings accounts, what are those? What are the marginal tax brackets? You can find out immediately what your tax bracket. Are you in a 22, a 12, a 24, a 32? Well, this can impact your decisions, right? If you're in a 22% marginal tax bracket, I frame it this way. If you're looking at, okay, do I put money into a Roth or do I put money into a traditional? I'll sometimes frame it this way. Well, I know what your tax bracket is because now you know it. And this is what I go through when I sit down with people and they bring their tax returns. I look at their taxable income. You can look at it too. Pull out your 1040 and look what your taxable income is. It's not your gross income. It's your taxable. So if it's under $201,000, I'm talking joint, you're in a 22%. So then if I pose the question to you, 22% tax bracket. Okay, you could put money in. You will not pay the 22% on that contribution because you're going to put it in a traditional account. But on the back end, you'll pay tax on it, whatever the tax rate is. It's going to be have required minimum distributions. It's used in the calculation for Social Security, taxable Social Security. It's used to determine how much your Medicare premiums is, and it's taxable to your spouse and children. Or you can pay the 22% today. There's no required distribution. It's tax-free the rest of your life. The tax rate's on is always zero. It doesn't tax your Social Security. It doesn't isn't included in your Medicare premiums. Which would you do? Now, I didn't tell you what to do. I gave you the facts. Everything I said was accurate. So do you see why it's important to know this information? That's why I'm a big proponent. If you want these the reference guide plus the tax tips, I also got into income planning and got the income planning packet. This is all these tools, I think, where you start to build your plan. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. The tax planning information, the tax strategies, as well as the income planning, I can even put them together. Just ask. So those are two big parts of those five pillars to your plan. I'm sorry, I want to get into this next thing about healthcare. We do have an event coming up. It's going to be on Medicare. We have a guest speaker. I try to do these every so often, you know, with maybe have the estate planning attorney speak. They're going to get into four legs of the Medicare stool. They're going to talk about IRMA, which is how do you determine, you know, your costs on premiums, the difference between traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This is an event. We're going to have it September 10th. It will be on the website. It's on the website. You can go there and register or give us a call. But this is another piece of your plan, and it's important to know. Steve Tucker is going to be speaking. He's great. I mean, he's a bottom line kind of guy. He knows his stuff, and this is why I'm really excited about this the event we're going to have. So if you want to learn about that, you know, understanding the differences in plans and what you might what might make sense for you, this is a great opportunity. And then I'm going to want to get into some information today, not so much on the plans that you pick, but understand how do you incorporate this into your retirement plan. They said this was Employee Benefit Research Institute. The question was, do you have an extra $350,000 in your plan? Well, that's what they say. It's going to you'll need to cover medical costs in retirement. I don't know the exact number, but we certainly know medical care can be a big piece of your plan. I would say, or should be, to understand what these costs are going to be, right? So if you look at medical care, healthcare can be one of your largest expenses. I hate to even use these numbers. It's like $2,000 a month, $2,500 a month. It's crazy. But this is getting back to this income planning I talked about. When I talk about the budget worksheet and income planning worksheet I was sending out, you got that's one of the line items. Okay, account for that as a cost. We want to be aware of this cost in our planning. That's just the healthcare component of, you know, what we may need, Medicare, what we may call major medical, skilled care, those types of things. It doesn't even get into the long-term care component, which I'm going to talk about in a second. That is not skilled care. But it's important, and that's why, you know, we have this event too, to say, okay, I want to try to have the optimize my Medicare coverage, but then also account for it in my retirement plan. So that's why we offer this information. I just want you to be aware of it. And then, as I said, as far as medical costs go, are you incorporating that into your budget? Now, that doesn't include these extra costs that may come into play. It doesn't include dental care. It doesn't, you know, these additional things that may pop up. You know, the income planning component of it is important, and that's why these things kind of overlap. And you look at the one other area, again, this doesn't include what about long-term care? Right? What happens if a spouse, and this is the asset protection component, by the way. When I talk about the five pillars of your plan, having income you can't outlive, minimizing the taxes, I've talked about those today. We didn't spend a lot of time on investments or any time really about the market. We have the past few weeks. And then there's the estate and legacy planning piece, having the right documents in place. That's another piece. Like I said, think about checking the box and all. This is, again, my approach of saying this is complete. And then the other piece is I refer to it as the asset protection piece. What is your life insurance coverage? You're an asset. So what is your life insurance coverage? Do you know? I know it's not the most exciting thing, but keep in mind, if you pass away, certainly one of the Social Security goes away. As we talked about, a pension can be reduced. If you're working, your income goes away. So we just want to be aware of this protection piece. The other part of it is long-term care. What happens if there's a long-term illness? There was a nationwide white paper that said, it looks like nursing home care, right? Long-term care insurance costs, everything you need to know. This was a marketwatch.com in a nationwide paper. It said nursing home care could be anywhere between $93,000 and $105,000 a year. So we don't know. You could private pay, which means you assume the risk. And we don't know, again. It's not really about the risk. It's about the consequences. So what happens if there's a long-term illness? Now, there's things that you can do. I didn't get into this last week. I mentioned this briefly. First of all, I want to mention HSAs, and I'm going to get into this. Health savings accounts, and that's part of, and this is why this tax reference guide is great. This, you can, it looks like individual, you can contribute up to $4,150 for families, up to $8,300. You want to check on this. Again, there's more details. But if you put if you're able to put $8,300 into a health savings account, by the way, that's tax deductible. It's tax deductible going in. It's tax-free coming out. So this is why, again, this is another idea. It's some people call it the triple tax. It grows tax-free. You get a tax deduction going in, it comes out tax-free. But from the long-term care component, again, it comes back to Social Security, anything I talk about. My goal is to get you the information so you can make the decision. Again, you can private pay. You can also buy long-term care policies. That's like any type of policy. You pay a premium for a benefit. There's also another unique option out there. It's life insurance now. These are things to look into, and I can get you the information, but because some people say, if I don't use it, I lose it. Well, these companies have come out where you can get a death benefit, life insurance. It is like any life insurance. So you could buy a $500,000 life insurance benefit, which is income tax-free to the beneficiaries. But you can also spend the death benefit. There's more to it than this, but you can spend the death benefit during your lifetime. So you effectively have almost $500,000 if there's a long-term care illness. So is this something that you might want to consider? Maybe. So if you don't use it, guess what? A spouse or children are going to get $500,000 income tax free. If you do use part of it, then you can use part of it and the rest goes to, this is again, part of the plan. Not the most exciting, but one of the five pillars. I protect it. It's the proverbial moat around the castle of I'm creating income, minimizing taxes. I have a nice, smart investment plan. I have an estate and legacy plan. I'm protecting the assets. This is planning. So if you want the information, I can get that out to you on the asset protection. We have the asset protection report as well as anything else I offered. Or if you want to schedule a time to come in, that's actually the best. Look, this is our business, of course, you know, but so I'm offering it. Hopefully you become a client, but you may not. But if you want to take advantage of it, it's all personalized to you. It's a complete customized plan and it's fun. I think so. It'll be informative and it'll be time well spent. Give us a call if you want to schedule a time or go to our website. But if you want to give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Again, you can sign up for events, download reports, or schedule a time to meet with me personally, Tom Fortino. I'd love to meet with you and help you out in any way I can. As always, we've run up against the clock. I hope this has been helpful to you. We'll be here at the same time next week. Everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.